Hello.
Hi, good evening. Am I speaking with Anna?
No, there's no Anna here.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Is it okay to continue the survey with you? Remember, your opinion is also very important to us. My name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Survey.
And
do you have a couple of minutes so we can do the survey? Pretty important.
Well, I'll try it and see, okay?
Okay, no problem. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Thank you. Okay, so, I don't know. Okay, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio, internet? No, thank you.
No.
Okay, are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
And what?
Registered to vote.
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Definitely, thank you. That's it. Just shut it right out there. That way we go fast. To make sure that we have everyone covered, can you please tell me your age?
80.
Thank you. Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
American.
White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, I think.
Asian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
No, just dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you.
Little dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may send a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please just say so. Moms for Liberty.
What?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty.
Yes, it's an organization. How you feel about them, or you never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. How about woke culture or wokeism?
Woke.
Woke. Yes. Yes. Woke. Yes.
Not interested.
From 0 to 100?
Oh,
that
I'm
be?
Sorry. 0 to 100 being favorable, correct?
0
and
means
zero
that you,
be more
you feel very cold and unfavorable, yes.
1 is cold, right? Oh, so let's say 50.
Okay, thank you. How about the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
50.
Thank you. How about public school teachers?
60.
60?
Yes.
Thank you. How about public schools?
60.
Thank you. How about charter schools?
70.
Thank you. How about the National Education Association, or NEA?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. You never heard of it, or you don't have no opinion, or you never heard of it?
Sorry?
You never heard of them, or you don't have any opinion on them?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Thank you. How about Donald Trump? What is my number?
90.
90. Thank you. Okay. Moving right along. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
In my neighborhood, you said?
Yeah, in your neighborhood. Yes, ma'am.
good.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this
somewhat.
Topic. I'm going to give you the... You can use any number between 0 and 10. Truthfully understanding all of American history, the good and the bad. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Becoming more organized and help structure.
8.
Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
8.
Thank you. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
8.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
Repeat that.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
8.
Thank you. Okay, would you say that you stay spent just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
So what was my choice?
Okay.
What was better?
Would you say that you spend just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education? The choices are not enough, too much, about right.
Oh, I see.
You stay,
enough,
your home state.
Yeah. Oh, my home state?
Yes, ma'am. You stay. Do you think that they spend just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Enough.
Not enough?
Not enough.
Okay, the three choices that I have here is not enough, too much, or about right.
About right.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT, or critical race theory, is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know what CRT means.
Okay, no problem. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach to children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum, do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
And somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, do you support or oppose?
Repeat that again.
Yes, ma'am. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, do you support or oppose?
I don't know. Say oppose, and I don't know.
Well, to veto means that they can say no. We don't want you to do that. They can veto a teacher's decision. Is what he's saying. You don't support or oppose, or you say you don't know, right?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
And somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Increasing discipline in schools. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Strongly. Strongly, thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose?
You mean that they discuss it in school?
No, making it easy for parents to challenge books in school, libraries.
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Somewhat? Somewhat opposed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, next I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about it.
How much longer is this going to be?
We're almost done. We are 80%. We only got 20% left. It's only a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
I'm going to go as quickly as I can. Whenever you know the answer, just shout it out there. That way we'll go quicker.
Okay.
Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, and 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You can use it in a number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find this convincing from 0 to 10, or somewhat convincing, very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Is that a convincing argument from 3 or 10? What would you say?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, the last one here is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ, for lesbian and homosexuals. Characters of color or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this simply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Is that a convincing argument? From 0 to 10, what would you give me?
5.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
High school graduate?
High school.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children? I know you don't, but I got to read this verbatim. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? I know the answer.
No.
Thank you.
I wish.
And also, you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household.
No.
Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? I know the answer
no.
to that too. Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal,
moderate.
Or very, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. For which of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Christian.
No. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical?
Born again.
Yeah, born again, like you just started, so it doesn't apply, right, to you or to anyone in your household. Thank you.
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide?
What did you...
Is an educator, like a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide? Does that apply or no?
No.
Thank you. Would you describe the area, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
You live in the city?
Yes.
Thank you. Wow, you've been great. Awesome. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful night. Take care.
You know, I used to have to do that when I was younger, so I understand.
Oh,
and
thank you. I'm glad
I have the patience.
You understand.
Yes, hi.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank
okay,
you.
Have a good evening.
You too,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.